Ukraine security issue.
Today is the 5th of August, the 163rd day of Russia's full-scale war against Ukraine. The armed forces of Ukraine thwarted Russia's declared plans in the east and south of Ukraine, military expert Petro Chernik stated. He reminded that he was talking about a large operational arc, Kharkiv, Zaporizhia, Dnipro, with access to Mykolaiv, Odessa, and breaking through the land corridor to Moldova's Transnistria. Thanks to the efforts of Ukrainian soldiers, such intentions of Russia did not come true. Currently, all of Ukraine is under attack, especially the cities closest to the border with the aggressor country, says a military expert.
Противник об'єктивно вдається до незрозумілішої для себе тактики як такої, якщо не може нанести ураження.
The enemy resorts to the most obvious tactics for himself. It is not possible to inflict damage in the military sense. He resorts to chaos and shelling of peaceful cities. And in our case, first of all, we are talking about Kharkiv Oblast. After all, Kharkiv is the largest city that is closest to their border, and ordinary barrel artillery can reach there. Not to mention the rocket systems of volley fire, which unfortunately at this moment the enemy still has quite a lot, said Petro Chernik. Over the last day, the Russian army again carried out a massive shelling of Kharkiv region. Residential buildings, shops, a market were under attack. The premises of an educational institution, playgrounds, were damaged. Three injured people were hospitalized. Dnipropetrovsk region is also under Russian shelling. The city of Nikopol was shelled the most. The occupiers fired from the Grad installations twice. 40 rockets flew into the city, in particular phosphorus ones, which is prohibited by international rules of warfare. Up to 10 private houses and commercial buildings were damaged. A fire broke out at a local enterprise. A bus and several cars were destroyed. Explosions occurred again in Mykolaiv. The city will be closed for the next few days, in order to identify those who give the Russian army coordinates for shelling. The Russians have traditionally fired aimlessly along the border of Chernihiv and Sumy oblasts. And in Donbas, the fire does not subside practically round the clock. Russia is deliberately shelling civilian infrastructure and killing civilians. But the Russian army has been unable to break through the line of defense of the Ukrainian military in Luhansk region for more than a month. The armed forces of Ukraine continue to control several settlements in the region and do not give the Russian army the opportunity to advance further. This was announced by the head of the Luhansk military administration, Sergei Haidai. The Russian army destroys everything on its way. It mercilessly destroys cities and villages that could not be captured. The humanitarian situation in the occupied territories is catastrophic. The entire communal infrastructure has been damaged. People are without electricity, gas, and water. The heating season is unlikely to start. In Mariupol, the death rate has increased 5 times, and every 4th patient dies in hospitals. Such data were reported by the Mariupol City Council. The city recorded a sharp jump in infectious diseases, and the bodies of the dead are still found in the middle of the streets. Due to unsanitary conditions and pollution of underground water and rivers in the city, there is also a danger of the spread of cholera. In occupied Melitopol, there is terror against the local population. In 5 months, the occupiers captured more than 500 people because people do not support Russia. 80% of Melitopol residents are unemployed, while the prices of medicines and products are artificially inflated by 3-4 times. The number of enemy military equipment has increased in the area. However, in recent weeks, the enemy has not captured a single centimeter of Ukrainian land in the Zaporizhia direction. And the long-awaited export of Ukrainian grain is gaining momentum. The second grain caravan left the Black Sea today from the port of Chornomorsk and the Odessa Sea trade port, Sergei Brachuk, the spokesman of the region military administration, said. collectively more than 50,000 tons of Ukrainian corn as a part of the Green Initiative on board the three bulk carriers, Navy Star, Rojan and Polarnet. Three vessels are already following the laid course, which I hope will continue to be safe. So, 57,000 tons of Ukrainian corn go to Great Britain, Ireland and Turkey. And today you can congratulate the port of Chernomorsk, where shipping has been restored. I hope that Turkey and the UN will be able to withstand the intense pressure from the aggressor country and prevent security guarantees from being violated. Ukraine is a key world exporter of wheat, barley, corn, sunflower oil and some other food products. When Russia launched a large-scale invasion, blocking Ukrainian exports raised global food prices and put millions of people in Asia and Africa on the brink of starvation, international organizations say. As it was reported earlier, on the 22nd of July in Istanbul, as a result of a four-way meeting between Ukraine, Turkey, the UN and Russia, an agreement was signed under which grain and other food products are legally imported from the ports of Ukraine, which have been blocked by Russia since the beginning of the large-scale invasion in Ukraine.